Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is February 10th on this Thursday edition, 2010, 2011. Still getting used to saying 2010. By the time I got away from saying 2009, 2010 was over. It's 2011. We've got Max Keiser joining us to get into what's happening with the stock market consolidations that are going on worldwide and some big developments there. And then the founder of Oath Keepers, constitutional lawyer and veteran Stuart Rhodes, will be joining us in studio today in the third hour. So that will be extremely informative. You know, yesterday, Janet Napolitano came out on the heels of the House not reauthorizing on Tuesday the USA Patriot Act. They're going to try to re-ram it through sometime this week or next week. I've got a Campaign for Liberty alert dealing with that we're going to be going over. But she came out and said, we're facing the greatest threat since 9/11, that we're at red alert. We're just basically permanently on red alert, and that the biggest threat is domestic groups. So it's not men in caves now. It's your neighbor. It's people hiding under the table. It's people at Walmart. It's just the terrorists are everywhere. But since Sunday, on air and off air, we've been trying to call Homeland Security and report who Anwar al-Awlaki, who even CBS News is reporting today, is now the leader of al-Qaeda. It's not bin Laden. They're now saying he is number one. So the number one al-Qaeda leader, reportedly and confirmed, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon getting orders. And it's all hidden in plain view. And the Austin Police Department won't take my report. The FBI in Dallas won't take it. DHS in D.C. won't take it. They won't take it. Now, we know why they won't take it. But isn't it the law they've got to take a report? When I'm here trying to say, here's Fox News, Anwar al-Awlaki secretly dined and hung out with the top brass and the Secretary of the Army 2 months after 9/11 when he was on the news as one of the masterminds, and he's run the underwear bombing, reportedly, the Times Square attack, the Fort Hood situation, and then we're sitting here just accepting all of this fear-mongering. Janet Napolitano says we're probably going to get hit soon, give up all your rights, tattle on your neighbor. Everyone could be a terrorist. It's like that movie The Thing, the remake that came out in the 80s, where nobody knows, you know, who the shape-shifting alien is there at the frozen outpost. And everybody's looking at each other, and they're telling us terrorists are everywhere. When you look at your neighbor, they could secretly be an al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, we know al-Qaeda is a globalist creation. And we know the globalists are using this as a pretext to take our liberties and clamp down so the offshore banks can further vertically integrate and loot the economy. And here it is out of CBS News today. Times Square mastermind, bigger threat than bin Laden. Napolitano says American-born Anwar al-Awlaki, a serious concern. A terror power shift leads to a stunning warning from the Department of Homeland Security. The American-born cleric, who we know works for the globalist, behind the attempted Times Square bombing, has now eclipsed bin Laden as the biggest threat to America, reports CBS News. See, and then Napolitano's telling us he's gonna get you. See, I know how to analyze the globalist attack profile years beforehand. And we've been telling you, Tarpley's synthetic terror book out for 6 years has been telling you, that it's Anwar al-Awlaki is the master CIA controller of Patsy attackers that they go out and recruit. So they're not going to go for high-tech staged events like 9/11 now where they got to blow up Building 7 in front of everybody and admit they blow it up and then say, you didn't hear that. Abracadabra, go back to sleep. By the way, it's now come out and confirmed our original analysis that it is the power plant shutdowns that caused the blackouts, not 50 malfunctions at power plants, as the White House lied last Friday. Pray for us, folks. We're under serious globalist microscope right now. We're going to break all of this down on the other side with Max Keiser and Stuart Rhodes coming up.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen, visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduce a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Day of February 2011. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours, probably 4 hours. I think I'm going to do the whole 4-hour transmission today. Max Kaiser popping in next hour. Stuart Rhodes, constitutional lawyer, former Ron Paul staffer, veteran, founder of Oath Keepers, will be in studio with us. And Mike Adams called and was going to be in town and wanted to drop by some superfoods for me because I guess he loves us. We love him too. So I put in a call. He hadn't called back 10 minutes ago about maybe having him in studio in the fourth hour. What a treat to hear he's in town and want to say hi to him. So that might be a surprise. If not, I'll probably just go ahead and do the fourth hour because we've got so much news to cover. You know, I talk about this a lot now. There have been times where maybe once a year in my 16 years on air that everything really comes together and there's so much news that It just shakes me to my very core how right we've been, how incredible this criminal takeover is. And in that criminal takeover is the strength that it's so brazen, it's so over the top that it blindsides people. But that's also the weakness of the system is its strength because it's so ridiculously corrupt and despotic that if we get people to be shaken out of their television-induced trance, that it's plain for them to see. If we can just get them out of their trance, then we can start reversing the situation. And a lot of people are waking up. Others aren't waking up. They're going into deeper denial. But the news here in front of me, It's just unbelievable. It is confirmed by the Texas Energy Commission that, yes, there were not mechanical malfunctions at 50-plus power plants, as the White House said, that federal energy policy in the last 2 years has stopped new plants from opening up in all of the states affected by rolling blackouts that are still ongoing every time these new polar cyclones come in, these blizzards that are even affecting Mexico, and it's snowing in many areas of northern Mexico, and 30-plus animals died at one of their zoos. I mean, it's really cold weather. Obviously, that's taxing it, but if they would have built the power plants they needed, it wouldn't be taxed. I mean, growing up in Texas during hot weather, we didn't have rolling blackouts ever. Growing up in Dallas, now they do in the summer. We didn't have rolling blackouts during cold weather. Now we do. And we've got the Heritage Foundation, the list goes on and on, breaking down that, yes, our analysis last week was correct. That's why the White House responds. I've done deep study, but it doesn't even take deep study. Now it's all out in the open. They're coming in with select interest, just like fascists and authoritarians always do, shutting down their competition, thus creating artificial scarcity and increasing profits and control of the insiders, like General Electric, who basically runs the White House now. And here are the reports. White House lies on blackouts exposed. PrisonPlanet.com. And he's got the quotes here where it is confirmed. The Texas Reliability Electric Council has confirmed that there weren't mechanical malfunctions. It was energy policy. Here's another report out of CBS News out of Dallas today. North Texas could see more rolling blackouts. Continuing, massive closures of U.S. coal plants loom, Chu says, and they're announcing that they're just going to start shutting down most of the U.S. power plants. I mean, this is the policy. This is the strategic economic warfare. I mean, do you think I make a 13-minute video charging Obama with treason because I want to have some shocking headline? That's dangerous for me to do. I'm on the White House enemies list. But somebody's got to have courage, and somebody's got to analyze their attack profile. Okay, their battle plans for us are stated, and I've watched their previous battle plans, globalist statements, be carried out to the letter. We know to the letter what they're going to do. And we've had success holding a lot of it back. I'm getting chills right now. I can't believe it's this corrupt. It's this bad. The White House announced massive closures. Energy Secretary? I mean, but then they put out a press release saying we're liars when we said the exact same thing. They've already shut a bunch down the last 2 years. Now they're just saying massive shutdowns. Energy prices are skyrocketing, not just because of dollar devaluation, but because we don't have the power plants we need. And now they're getting us ready for blackouts. You know, the same thing happened back in 99, 2000, 2001. And it later came out in federal and state court. You pull it up in the LA Times. Enron staged blackouts in the West. That should get it for you if you want to read it. We covered it here at the time. It was big news. And their internal memos that came out in court said, well, people don't like to pay more for energy. But if we stage a lot of blackouts, then that creates the perception of power shortages. And then we can double, triple charge. I mean, some days in California alone, Enron was making $2-3 billion extra just off jacking up prices, saying, well, your per kilowatt hour has now gone way up. And Enron, of course, was a drug-running, money-laundering, offshore shell corporation. No one can deny that now. You know, back then it was the smartest guys in the room. All hail them. They're great. So I've been studying this energy situation since then and how it ties into the carbon tax movement. Who wrote the original carbon tax plan in 1995? Who had scores of meetings at the White House headed up by Al Gore as the point man, Bill Clinton attending? Enron. Enron with Dutch Royal Shell and BP had meetings, and this is Ken Lay. And Ken Lay reportedly died 2 days before he was supposed to show up for his imprisonment. If you believe that, I got a bridge I'll sell you. Voila. Ken Lay, a decade after his scams were exposed, is still visiting wrath upon us. And I'm going to be going over all of that today. I mean, that's just off the chart. I could spend 3 hours on that. Other issue is, frankly, even bigger, and it ties together with Janet Napolitano saying, we're under the greatest threat since 9/11. And she said, Anwar al-Awlaki is about to hit us and hit us hard. He is now the new bin Laden. Now, I've seen them over the years getting him ready for that. He was number three in al-Qaeda on 9/11. He was most wanted. He was all over the news, and he was secretly at the Pentagon running the entire operation. Fox News, Associated Press, that came out in October last year. No one denies it. Of course, we told you 6 years ago, we'd proven by then that he was a globalist operative. And what he does is he either connects via phone or cell phone to patsies through mosque in the U.S., and then the globalists stage an attack and then just arrest some moron and frame them. Or they go out and they actually, sometimes for years, it took him 2 years to get Hassan ready. And the government's tracking all the emails, everything. He thinks he's emailing Alaki. He's really, that's just a cutout name for when he's talking to the CIA and the Pentagon. And then they have everybody stand down and have a drill that day and confiscate the cell phone cameras and won't release the information. It was totally staged. The intel we've got from sources on Hood, and this actually came out in some of the news, what the witnesses saw at multiple shooters. Hassan probably was, you know, shot and wounded right at the time with a brain shot and from past operations. You know, they have the patsy ready, boom, they shoot him. Then they go ahead and start shooting everybody else with a lookalike. And it's just how they, and that's all in Operation Northwoods. How to stage these things, how to shoot people in Miami, D.C., Maryland, and then blame it on the communist, and then how to frame patsies. And they've just moved from saying communist. Now they've moved over to Anwar al-Awlaki and the Arabs. And then it comes out in the news that the Muslim Brotherhood is run by U.S. intelligence. U.S. intelligence is implementing the takeover of Egypt. That doesn't mean that people don't have a right to revolt. The issue is, though, it was triggered by the globalists. They created the economic atmosphere. They boosted the food prices via IMF World Bank orders. And then once the atmosphere and the climate was correct, they triggered the revolution that was ripe. Now they'll put their people in. And they're saying Mubarak now may not stay till September. He could step down any day. Hosni Mubarak may step down. Ruling party officials suggest President Mubarak may meet protesters' demands as army monitors situation. So that's what's happening on that front. But as soon as I heard that they hadn't passed the Patriot Act Tuesday, I got on air yesterday and I said, get ready for absolute total fear mongering that terrorists are about to hit us. And then at the time I was talking, she was giving a speech before Congress, before the terrorism committee, saying Anwar al-Awlaki's here. He's got domestic people everywhere. It's homegrown terrorists. We're on full alert. They're about to hit and hit hard. And now they're rolling him out as the new bin Laden, just like they did months before 9/11, showing everybody bin Laden, saying he's going to get you. When he gets you, when he attacks you, give all your rights up. Big mommy government, big daddy government, big brother government is going to, you know, give baby a little sugar lollipop to keep you safe. You just fly that American flag out front of your house and keep your mouth shut and let us give up, you know, all of your freedoms and everything will be fine. And that's why we keep hammering the point that Anwar al-Awlaki is admittedly run out of the Pentagon. And this is a big issue. So I call the newspapers about it. I call Homeland Security. And I say, look, here's Fox News. Here's AP. Here's news about Anwar al-Awlaki. Pentagon documents leaked. The Pentagon doesn't deny it. This guy supposedly ran 9/11 with bin Laden. He's running all these other attacks. And we know the government helped get the underwear bomber on the plane and protected him. That's now confirmed. State Department admits it. This is all confirmed. And you're running these attacks. And I don't think the low-level people are, obviously. They're compartmentalized, and I'm there reporting it. And they just say, sorry, you can't report that. So there you go. And it's a bridge too far for so many people that know 9/11 is an inside job to come out and admit the truth. And so they're getting ready to stage a new 9/11. You can put that in your pipe and smoke it. You can take it to the bank. They've got the internet kill switches in place. They've got the radio TV takeover switches in place. We're going to come back and break all this down. Stay with us.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 10th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,358.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,394.03, $697.02 for a half ounce, and $348.51 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,394.03, $697.02, or $348.51.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There is no question that we have made many important strides in securing our country from terrorism since 9/11. But the threat continues to evolve, and in some ways the threat today may be at its most heightened state since the attacks nearly 10 years ago. In addition to the core Al-Qaeda group, which still represents a threat to the United States despite its diminished capabilities, we now face threats from a number of Al-Qaeda associates that share its violent extremist ideology. Among these groups, we are also seeing an increased emphasis on recruiting Americans and Westerners to carry out attacks. These groups are trying to recruit people to carry out attacks who have connections to the West, but who do not have strong ties to terrorist groups that could possibly tip off the intelligence community. They are also encouraging individuals in the West to carry out their own small-scale attacks, which require less of the coordination and planning that could raise red flags and lead to an attack's disruption.
And then she went on, and CBS News is reporting to say that Anwar al-Awlaki has now replaced bin Laden, who we know has been dead for 9 years, as the new commander of al-Qaeda. And hiding in plain view, he admittedly is working with the Pentagon secretly and running these patsies in every case, whether it's the underwear bomber, the shoe bomber, the Fort Hood situation, the Times Square situation. These people think they're talking to Anwar al-Awlaki, and really they're being handled and supported and armed. And then when there are other agencies or sections of agencies that find out what's happening and try to frustrate it, they're blocked from stopping it. When they're mentally retarded, and in the case of Mutalib, that's clear, disheveled, looked drugged, according to witnesses, didn't have a passport. He couldn't get his visa, so an unnamed U.S. agency told the State Department. The State Department put a press release out on this. They said, we're not going to get burned for this. The Undersecretary Kennedy came out and said, look, I was told by an unnamed U.S. agency to give him the visa. But then he didn't have the passport, so a American, accented, sharp-dressed man argued with the gate people, got him through security and on the airplane. We told you that 2 months before the State Department came out and confirmed it was true. Because we have the eyewitnesses, the Haskells and others. I mean, do you understand how dangerous this is? You got a Lockie who they say is going to hit us and hit us hard. You got all these Democratic memos saying we need a big terror attack so people love Obama again. That will save us, just like Oklahoma City did. They are one inch from admitting they did it all. They're just out in the open like we're idiots and don't see what they're doing. Even Glenn Beck came out last year, we played the clip, and said the government's getting ready to stage a new Oklahoma City and blame it on him. And when he says him, he means what's known as the Patriot Movement that Glenn Beck is seen as one of the leaders of. Probably the biggest, person out there after Ron Paul and then myself. But he's a doppelganger. He's a wicked clone he's kind of a bizarro, the twisted version of Superman. I have to sit here and watch this. Michael Savage is saying they're getting ready to stage terror attacks. Because they telegraph it. Do I have to read all the White House advisor quotes about, if we don't have a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, we're not going to get our agenda through. We need an event so Obama can be our leader. And you saw him seize on the Tucson hoax and blame it on talk radio and everybody and say, shut up and do what I say. And he got a 15-point boost in that, though it's already gone away. They need a big terror attack. And right on time, when they didn't pass the Patriot Act, oh, Alaki's going to hit us. It's the biggest threat ever. Oh, and we're like, Alaki works for you. And then here's the Associated Press today. Man says ex-CIA agent Posada gave him explosives for hotel bombing. Well, that's already come out in congressional hearings years ago. This guy, under CIA orders, he's basically been pardoned by the bureaucracy and let out of a U.S. prison, blow up an Olympic team on an airplane. And he's admittedly CIA. And when they would do these bombings, they'd blame it on other people. That's what the globalists do. In an exclusive interview Tuesday, a Salvadoran man told the Associated Press that former CIA operative gave him powerful explosives and cash to carry out a 97 hotel bombing in Cuba. Otto Rene Rodriguez said that he was given C4 explosives and $2,000 by Luis Posada Carrillas to enable the bombing of a Havana's Mela Cohiba Hotel on August 3rd, 97. He was later captured in Cuba with 3.3 pounds of C4 that he had been given by Posada. And it just goes on from there. But he's been caught and it's been confirmed running a bunch of other attacks. I mean, it's just like Anwar al-Awlaki. And we've got Newsweek, San Jose Mercury News, with the reported hijackers trained at U.S. bases. And it's like, well, they were, but let's not talk about it. Oh, they did have U.S. government credit cards. Let's not talk about it. Okay, the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia was ordered to let them into the country when they were flagged as terrorists. But let's not talk about it. Oh, and what did the CIA tell the State Department to let them in back in 2000 before the attack? Early 2001? They said, don't worry, they're not really terrorists. They work for us. I mean, we got them right there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
On the power plants being shut down and triggering the lack of power we need, we've been proven completely correct. I'm going to be going over that. On the fact that you cannot call and get anybody to report suspicious activity or who's involved in the terrorism. We've proven that. It's all a hoax, just like they turned off the naked body scanners the day before Thanksgiving, and for several days after, so that we couldn't protest, showing that there's no real threat. They're not really trying to protect you. It's all political, training you to be a prisoner, to line up and have the government frisk you, to have federally funded checkpoints roll out across the country as it's now happening. And it is just so incredible to now have the government come out right after the Patriot Act doesn't get repassed, reauthorized. It's been Bob Barr put the provision in 2001 to have it sunsetted every few years. They have to keep reauthorizing it. And we said, watch, they're going to run out and say Al-Qaeda's about to hit. They're going to say Amr al-Awlaki, and that's what they did. And we're just supposed to sit here like we're all morons, like we're idiots, and go along with it. Listen to this. Feds, Times Square mastermind, bigger threat than bin Laden. Napolitano says American board al-Awlaki, a serious concern. See, we were talking about a Lockheed years ago when it wasn't cool, when nobody knew who he was. We know who he is. He's the new bin Laden, and he works for them. A terror power shift leads to a stunning warning from the Department of Homeland Security. The American-born cleric behind the attempted Times Square bombing, and all those others, they don't tell you that, has now eclipsed bin Laden and is the biggest threat to American security, reports CBS News. And it goes on to break down that Anwar al-Awlaki is now the boss of all bosses of the group of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. The Fed said Wednesday he is now the number one threat, the most significant risk to the United States. National Counterterrorism Center Director Michael Leiter told the House Homeland Security Committee that American war on bin Laden has allowed others to come to the forefront. Oh, it's a shadowy enemy. This former CIA guy, who's admittedly former CIA, bin Laden, he's now faded off. Nobody's buying that anymore. Nobody's seen him, you know, on a new video for 9 years. The government's been caught producing fake ones and admitting it later. That was admitted in the Washington Post last year. We already knew it, but they just admit it all. Like we're stupid, like we're not paying attention, because they know the fetish they've created of getting into fearing Muslims all day. And I'm not saying there aren't radical Muslims. I'm not saying that there aren't people who want a new Ottoman Empire that they've been talking so much about. But, I mean, every big block of people wants to rule the world, okay? The issue here is that the globalists are running and financing the radical Muslims so that they can take our liberties away domestically and bomb those countries into the Stone Age. And because the radical Muslims will keep their countries in the Stone Age. That's the globalist program, the strategy of tension. Now, I got a lot of other news. We've warned you for years about the dangers of diet soft drinks that have the genetically engineered E. coli excrement in it. That's what aspartame is. If you don't believe me, just search the term aspartame manufacturing process. It's a genetically engineered E. coli that they feed toxic waste to that then excretes out the toxin. And it's very addicting. It is a neurotoxin. But here it is. This is out of AFP. Strokes up among younger U.S. population. Yeah, so suddenly we're getting 25-year-olds getting Alzheimer's. And here's ABC News. Diet soda, fewer calories, greater stroke risk. Controversial study linking diet soda to heightened stroke risk draws skepticism. Oh, yeah. We've just had scientists and brain surgeons on for years telling you the same thing. But we don't know why the strokes are way up. We don't know why all these disorders are way up. We're going to be getting into that as well. But I wanted for the next 10 minutes to play the first 10 minutes of Fall of the Republic. I think it's a more important film, better done, more information than the Obama deception. But it's probably only been seen 15 million times for free online instead of 30-plus million times online for free like Obama deception. And it's up on YouTube. You can just search Fall of the Republic. You can get a high-quality DVD from us and purchase it and make copies and give it to everybody you know. We have it very inexpensive where you can buy them in bulk for like $4.95 a piece with the high-quality shrink wrap and the color cover and the expanded extras, so people are more apt to watch it when you give it to them if you want to support us. But I don't care. The bottom line is get it out to everybody, because the first 10 minutes of the film, now made a year and a half ago, breaks down everything the globalists are now doing. We told you what they do, and it's evergreen. That's why my films are so important. They get better with time, like fine wine, because we know what's happening. We've got the number of the globalists. We've got their pulse. We've got their MO. We understand their program. And by getting the word out on what they're doing, we can stop them. You think they're going to be able to just shut off massive amounts of U.S. power plants if we speak out and point out what they're doing and that it's to shut down their competition, nothing to do with saving the earth from carbon dioxide? Do you think they're going to be able to get away with setting up domestic checkpoints if we illustrate that the terror is a fraud? You have the internal Homeland Security MIAC reports that law enforcement sent us and that have been confirmed to be real. None of it has to do with the Central Asian cave dwellers. It's all about gun owners, land rights groups, anti-Federal Reserve groups, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, Alex Jones supporters. It's all about real Americans who aren't in a trance, who are awake and see what's going on. We've got to wake the other mind-numb zombies out of their slumber. We've got to do it now, but we've already got sufficient numbers that if all of you take action, and get the word out and expose the globalists and the V for Victory campaign, and we continue to push, we're going to win this thing. If not, they've got hardcore, systematic, scientific tyranny lined up for us. So I want to get into the power plant situation when we come back from break. I want to get into the fact that it has been proven to be a manifest hoax and a fraud. I'm looking for Paul Joseph Watson's article I printed in here to cover. Here it is. See Something, Say Something exposes a hoax. That's Paul Watson's article on it, and has the video posted, the compilation we put together of our calls Sunday and yesterday, live on air to Homeland Security, FBI, you name it. We then also have Kurt Nimmo's excellent article that covers other angles. Alex Jones exposes See Something, Say Something as patent fraud. That special video report is up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. It's a 24-minute report that you need to get out to everybody you know so they get the full spectrum understanding of how you try to report terror and you can't, because this is a non-existent, made-up, synthetic, manufactured system. I'm actually pulling it up here so you can get the actual headline video. Alex Jones exposes DHS terror fraud. Get that out to everybody. But let's go to about 9 minutes as we go to break, from the intro through the first 9 minutes of my seminal film, Fall of the Republic. You just type that into a search engine. The video is the number one link. You know, it's not Gibbon's Rise and Decline of the Roman Empire or Rise and Fall of the Third Reich or the Star Wars book, Fall of the Republic. It is our film, Fall of the Republic. Let's go ahead and play this important video.
The head of the country's central bank floated the idea of dumping the greenback as the world's reserve currency, replacing it with an international currency.
Thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver a key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. His vision for America's place in a new world order.
Returning vets could be a risk to our nation.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
And one of the ways that we'll drive the change is through global governance.
I think the new world order is emerging.
This is a hoax and a scam which is designed to transfer wealth and power from the private sector to the government sector and from the government of the United States to a world government.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Conspiracy theories.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
And who got the money? Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve System.
Yeah. Tell us who they are.
No.
You know, financial terrorism. They have the ability to tweak the knob.
I am proposing that the Federal Reserve be granted new authority.
The ultimate goal of the carbon tax and the cap and trade is to destroy production.
This energy tax is the largest tax increase in American history.
We're actually creating a global warming police. So number one, they can come in, the federal government can come in, inspect your house, and send you the bill. We're setting up a global warming Gestapo.
One of the things that if you talk to our generals, they are desperate for is a civilian counterpart to our military forces.
I can fix.
And this is what I wear.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
The president, when he was in Europe last week, he met with the king of Saudi Arabia. He appeared to bow.
President Obama today proposed something new, something called prolonged detention. Pre-crime is where people are arrested and incarcerated to prevent crimes that they have not yet committed.
It's the World Wrestling Federation. It's the Washington Wrestling Federation. They put on this show that they're bitter rivalries, you know, villains, and they really don't like each other. But behind closed doors, they buddy up for a drink and make deals.
Both the Republican and Democratic parties
are owned by the same global elites. And on issues that matter to those global elites, they act as one.
They've wrapped themselves in the American flag, and they've talked about preserving American heritage and principles, and all the while they're working to merge us into a new world order where our sovereignty will be destroyed, we'll lose all connection with our American heritage.
With Bush, you knew exactly what you were getting. It was there was no iron fist in a velvet glove. It was just the iron fist. Whereas with Obama, you've got the velvet glove and the iron fist. You know, a very sharp guy, very smooth, knows exactly what he's doing. For that reason, far more dangerous than Bush.
Well, at the end of last year, I was willing to give Obama the benefit of the doubt. I thought it was premature to write this guy off. But now that he's been in office for a while, it's obvious that he is very tight with the Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan's on Wall Street, and he is extremely compliant and pliant to the wishes of the large banks, going back to what we saw with Robert Rubin under the Clinton administration, changing laws in favor of the banks, and he's not doing anything to stop the banks. He's helping the banks continue to do what they were doing under Bush. So, in fact, he's just a continuation of Bush on the subject of markets and finance, which is the most important part of his policy right now.
People who voted for Obama wanted real change and are getting platitudes, are getting a lot of nice talk, but nothing in the way of concrete change is taking place. In this town, business as usual.
There's one puppet master that controls the left, and there's the same puppet master controls the right. They control the Republican Party, and they control the Democratic Party.
This is not a party issue. This is not a left-right issue. The question is, who should government serve? And it should serve the people.
In fact, government is just a tool of dominant minority that uses economics and government law to enforce upon the public various mandates.
The right-left paradigm in the U.S. and in U.S. politics is taken directly from the commercial world and the corporate world. In the business world, you have Coke, Pepsi, you have McDonald's, Burger King, you've got AT&T and Verizon, you know, you've got duopolies. And a duopoly gives the illusion of there being some competition and some choice. And it looks a little bit better than a monopoly. So, for example, in communist Russia, if they had communist Russia red and communist Russia chartreuse, there would have been the illusion of choice and something akin to democracy in Russia. But they simply said, forget it, we're just going to go with red. In the U.S., they have this left-right paradigm, which, unfortunately, it doesn't take them out of the hard, cold fact that there is no choice. There's no social justice. There's only one choice, which is to supply more rent to the rent seekers who have now taken the whole system hostage.
We've seen the limitations on government whittled away. We have seen this erosion to the point where today it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the republic.
If the United States doesn't have its Bill of Rights and Constitution, it doesn't exist anymore. It's just more real estate, more dirt. And that's what these global corporatists want. They want to completely dismantle the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're doing that right now. This is the fall of the republic. Our nation is dying. We, the people that live in this fine country, need to stand up, get involved, and take the system back. It's the Bill of Rights and Constitution that we owe allegiance to, not to a political party, and not to politicians that wrap themselves in the red, white, and blue, while at the same time, they destroy everything that that sacred flag stands for.
So in the old days, you used to have this globe that with 180-some-odd countries, and a few of those countries had a lot of power, like the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States at various times. But today, you might better look at that globe and say that it's surrounded by huge clouds swirling around the planet. They know no national boundaries. They don't follow any specific sets of laws. And these are the big corporations. They basically control politicians around the world because they have all the money, and politicians always need money to get elected. or to run their governments if they're not democratically elected politicians. They control the mainstream press, either through outright ownership or advertising budgets. They have massive amounts of lobbyists in Washington that have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots. They form partnerships with the Chinese and the Taiwanese and the Tibetans, or with the Israelis and Arab nations, with Brazilians and Indians, with whatever country and whatever group of people has resources that they covet. And they, so for the first time in history, we really have this new form of an empire.
Barack Obama is a puppet of the New World Order to bring in a World Bank, to destroy the economy of this country, and to bring in global governance. And no matter how likable the fellow is, we as citizens of this country need to stand up and say no.
All right, folks, we're going to be back on the other side and break down a key strategic attack system that the globalists have launched, not just here but worldwide, the takeover of our energy systems. The White House responded to PrisonPlanet.com last Friday, and we know why. They've been caught with their pants down. And if we expose what they're doing, they will fail.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Al Jazeera is reporting that Hosni Mubarak may step down in the next few days. He's not going to try to hold on until September. And during the break, Fox News is reporting that insiders inside the Mubarak government have told Fox News that he is about to step down and that it is imminent. And then now you'll basically have the same dictatorial parliament that he already had in place. Will still be there, still financed by the United States and Israel and others. And I guess they're going to move in El Baradei, that some say is good, others say is bad. We know the vice president of Mubarak's the big torture master. That's his supposed replacement for other people. So a big development on that front. Now, this story affects your power prices. It affects American companies being able to get inexpensive, affordable energy. China, again, builds 3 to 5 new power plants a week. We get to build 3 a year. They've been blocking power plants and shutting them down all over the country. And here is CBS News today. North Texas could see more rolling blackouts as demand for electricity could reach record high levels this morning. And now they are reporting there have been some blackouts. Now, dovetail that with Newsmax reporting, massive closures, that's a quote, of U.S. coal plants loom, Chu says. The U.S. has an aging inventory. Oh, that's aging, so they need to shut them down. It's government orders. Of coal-fired plants, and many units might be closed before the end of the decade, Energy Secretary Stephen Chu said. We're going to see massive retirements within the next 5-8 years, yeah, under government regulations, Chu said today, as the Renewable Energy Conference in Washington. Much of our fleet of coal plants is 40 to 50 years old. The sites are. They've been updating them. President Barack Obama said last month the U.S. should eliminate tax subsidies for fossil fuel production worth $4 billion a year so it can boost spending on renewable energy. Ah, yes, that costs 10 times more on average. And they go on to say that they're going to shut down hundreds of coal-powered plants in the next 5 to 8 years. And they've already been blocking new ones being built, blocking already finished high-tech ones, that nothing comes out but carbon dioxide and water vapor, and they're calling that the new pollution. And our articles countering the White House lies on Sunday, the articles where we counter their lies from Friday, where they responded and said, oh, there's these liars, you know, saying that we're causing the blackouts, but it's cold weather. There were 50-plus malfunctions in Texas alone. Well, I happen to have the report here, and Paul Watson has links to the government reports. White House lies on blackouts exposed. Well, I mean, it should be White House confirmed. White House, great article, but it should be White House confirms or confirmed White House energy policies cause blackouts. Confirmed. White House energy policies cause blackouts. And Paul Joseph Watson goes over this. White House lies on blackouts exposed. And it goes on from there, breaking it all down, that Obama Communications Director Peter Pfeiffer attacked our article, blaming the White House anti-energy policy for contributing to the severity of the rolling blackouts that have occurred over the past few weeks. He claimed that the outages had nothing to do with maxed out grids and were, in fact, solely the result of mechanical failures. Well, this formed the foundation of Pfeiffer's charge that our research was unquestionably false, quote, and was used to dismiss our argument that the Obama administration's strict enforcement of draconian EPA regulations that has led to the new clean burning coal plants being mothballed and other existing ones being shut down has in turn led to Texas and other states becoming energy dependent, leading to shortages and blackouts. Whether or not the White House lied comes down to whether the severity of the blackouts was made worse by maxed out power grids or mechanical failures. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, the agency that oversees the state's power, says the energy grid was nearly maxed out, WFAA-TV reports. The agency has warned consumers that they should conserve power, and if they don't, rolling blackouts will likely happen once again. And they go on to say it was not mechanical failures. They were maxed out.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.